Reading from the prophet Zephaniah. Shout for joy, daughters of Zion. Israel, shout aloud. Rejoice, exult with all your heart, daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has repealed your sentence. He has driven your enemies away. The Lord, the King of Israel, is in your midst. You have no more evil to fear. When that day comes, word will come to Jerusalem, Zion, have no fear. Do not let your hands fall limp. The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult with joy over you. He will renew you by his love. He will dance with shouts of joy for you, as on the day of festival. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. I want you to be happy, always happy in the Lord. I repeat, what I want is your happiness. Let your tolerance be evident to everyone. The Lord is very near. There is no need to worry, but if there is anything you need, pray for it, asking God for it with prayer and thanksgiving. And that peace of God, which is so much greater than we can understand, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When all the peoples asked, "What must we do?" He answered, "If anyone has two tunics, he must share with the man who has none. And the one with something to eat must do the same." There were tax collectors too who came for baptism. And they said to him, "Master, what must we do?" And he said to them, "Exact no more than your rate." Some soldiers asked him also in their turn, "What about us? What must we do?" And he said to them, no intimidation, no extortion. Be content with your pay. A feeling of expectancy had grown up among the people who were beginning to think that John might be the Christ. So John declared before them, I baptize you with water, but someone is coming, someone who is more powerful than I am, and I am not fit to undo the strap of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn in a fire that will never go out. As well as this, there were many other things he said to exhort the people and to announce the good news to them. The Gospel of the Lord.
A dear friends in Jesus Christ, we are in the midpoint, middle of the Advent season. Actually, there isn't much time left for the nativity. And we ask ourselves usually, what must we do? We all ask the question, only 2 weeks left, preparing the gifts, visiting the friends, relatives, family members. And it's a very hectic time. And the people asked John the same question, what must we do? But John's answer was totally different than ours. He said, repentance. Repentance for the coming of the Lord. Repentance in our behavior. Actually, the word metanoia or metanoia in Greek, that's the word used for repentance. And its particular meaning is that turning backward or looking back. That means three things. Away from all our sinful activities. The second, turn towards the mercy of God. And third, produce fruits. That is what repentance or metanoia mean. This is what John said. Christmas is not a day to celebrate. It is the way of celebration. It is the life of celebration. That's why the gospel today said, shout for joy. Live in joy. That is the Christian life. And John said three things. First, he said, if you have two shirts, give one to the other one. I have so many shirts. But when I was in India, only two or three. But now many. I should not have. Sharing. So give to the other one. And he says, the one who has no, give to the other one. That means generosity. During the Christmas time, a kind of generosity. Not just like giving a gift, but a generous mind. And the second one, he said, that was to the tax collectors. He said, don't collect more than what it is legal. That is to say, a man should not leave his job to work for his salvation. Instead, he should do his job as it should be done. You should not collect it from the people much more than. Then the third one is to the soldiers. He says, tell the truth to the people. Don't target them more. So practically he says, in all kinds of life, sharing generosity, do not tax the people much more than what it is, and tell the truth to the soldiers. This is what he meant, the metanoia or the penance or the repentance. In other words, it is a man's duty to serve God where God has set him. Bloom where you are planted. We are expected to become transformational agents where we are. That is the Christian joy. Today, Bob and myself, we wear, and to the cantle is pink. Pink is Christian virtue. It is hope. The Christian live in hope. The real penance, the real repentance means that God is with me and I am in joyful situation. We know now Omicron or COVID-19, our family stress and strain. The things cannot go as we plan, but we live in joy. The word joy, J-O-Y. J means Jesus at the beginning, the first letter, Jesus, joy. And second letter, O, it means other. After Jesus, my neighbor, my family, my husband, my wife, my child, they are much more than myself. And the third one is O. Sorry, why? I mean, that is you. Jesus, others, and you. And you come the last one. That is repentance. That is the Christian joy. The one who is sitting near to you is greater than you. The one who comes in the church is greater than you. You are greater than me, and he is greater than me. That is what John says. What must we do? We turn back towards the mercy of God. in these 15 days, coming days, we think what we can do much better in our life, families, our personal lives, to make us joy, to make others joy. Amen.